I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. In a matter of weeks, Democrat control of the Kentucky State House could end, depending on the outcome of a special election next month for four vacant seats in the chamber. Our Frankfort insider, Laura Cullen Glasscock of the Kentucky Gazette, has been reporting extensively on these crucial races, and she joins me now. Hello, Laura.
Hello, Alan.
Tell us about the four seats that are up for grabs this time around.
Okay. Well, many of your listeners probably have heard this before, but the four are vacant due to two elections and two appointments. Two Republicans were elected out of their House seats, and two Democrats were appointed by the governor out of their House seats. And two of them are here in central Kentucky. One's the Georgetown district, and one is a Danville-centered district. And we're starting to see some outside money being spent on those races already. And one of the districts is in western Kentucky, and the other is in northeastern Kentucky.
Now, you've kind of analyzed the voting patterns of these districts that we're talking about and came up with some surprising results as far as the gubernatorial election.
We looked at the voting performance rather than voter registration. It's easy to look at voter registration in the state and note that Democrats still have a big majority, a large majority, as far as voter registration, but the Democratic districts aren't necessarily voting their party. And what we found when we looked at these open seat districts, not just these four in the special election, but open seats for the regular elections this year, is that by and large, the Democratic districts voted for Matt Bevin for governor in November rather than for Jack Conway, the Democrat.
Obviously, this does not bode well for the Democrats and their efforts to hold on to the House.
You know, there's a couple ways to look at it. One is you're correct that they're moving toward the right and voting for Republicans. Another way to look at it, though, is that with the local races, people tend to vote for people they know. And so it might be that they're voting for a friend or a cousin or someone they know. And also, most of these open seats are held by, I think the split is pretty close. There are 11 open seats in the regular election, and five of them are held by Republicans and six by Democrats. And so, you know, when you look at defending seats like that, incumbents have a natural advantage in defending, in the sense that they get free media. You know, they show up at Rotary and the local paper shows up, right? And so they get their picture in the paper, where a challenger does not necessarily have that advantage.
And in terms of financial advantage, it looks like the Republicans are far outspending the Democrats.
Yeah, there's a group out of Louisville called Kentuckians for Strong Leadership. It's a Republican independent expenditure group, and they've already started buying TV time for the four special elections in March. Again, most of that spending is in the Lexington TV market to reach Georgetown and the Danville area. I looked at Federal Communications Commission reports and didn't see any buys in western Kentucky, which would be the Bowling Green, Paducah, Nashville market. I couldn't find anything there. And in northeastern Kentucky, there was a buy for Tony Quillen, who's the Republican candidate in House District 98, and that was purchased on the Huntington, West Virginia TV station. And of that independent expenditure money, we're looking at close to $100,000 or more on the three candidates here in Georgetown, Danville, and Greenup. And I only saw one scheduled buy for a Democrat, and that was on Lexington TV station for the Georgetown Democrat, Chuck Tackett.
Now, that could change because we're getting closer and closer to the election date. I believe it's March 8th. But as of right now, money in support of Republican candidates is flowing in, and it's kind of trickling in for the Democrats right now.
At this point, but I, you know, as you just said, there's a lot of time still. And, you know, being in broadcasting, material can go up pretty quickly. It's not like print where you have a time delay with things like that. So I think we'll still see some Democratic money flow into these races as well.
And another Democrat made national and even international news last week with a special bill that she filed. And I'll give you the floor as to what that's all
yes,
about.
Yes, she did. Representative Mary Lou Marzian, who's a Democrat from Louisville, filed a bill that's kind of a spoof, but in response to some of these pro-life pieces of legislation we're seeing in the chamber, in the legislature this session, and she filed a bill that would require men who want prescriptions for Viagra to promise to use it only with their spouse, and they have to meet with the doctor twice, and they must have a note from their wives that it's okay for them to purchase this medication. So it's kind of funny, spoof bill, as we say, but she wanted to point out the fact that the legislature really doesn't have any business getting between a person's medical decision and their doctor's advice.
Especially one that's dominated by older white males.
That's true. That's right. So we have older white guys passing reproductive health legislation that pretty much does not affect them.
We'll have to leave it there, but our Frankfort insider, Laura Cullen Glasscock of the Kentucky Gazette, has been our guest today, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Alan.